weiter in Shas. We are in Zavachim Ktaf Kuf Chaspegaman Kuf Zayin Mavis Bada Bama the page 4 lies up from the bottom. Last word, Itmar. We find another machlokas here of Yochanan Reish Lakish about a carbon that's being brought outside. Hamayla, somebody goes in and brings it up. Ve'ein Vokazayis, who does it. Carbon with a little bit outside, and it doesn't have the volume of a kezias. That's a mashlim kezias, but you have an etzem, a bone, which is attached to it, as it will be mashlim to kezias. Okay, there you go. Another machlok is between the two of them. If you're going to Mechayev, because Chibure Olin Ke Olin Dami says that the attachments of Ronis are like the Kabbalists themselves, which is like a Shemuel Potter, Chibure Olin Lav Ke Olin Dami, they're not like it. Bairava. Hamayla, someone who brings up outside. Beep, turn the page. Rosh ben Yonah Shembo Kazayas. The head of a pigeon that doesn't have a Kazayas. So Melech Mashlimel Kazayas. But the salt that's attached to it actually makes it to be a Kazayas. Now what's going to be the den? Is it Mechayev for being, if it's Mechayev or not? And for the Gemara Malay, Rava Mipraz Kayol Ravashi. Lav Hainu Pluk Tayo Derbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish, isn't there Machlokas about meat? That was, you know, supplemented by the bone, should be the same thing. No, Tibayi the Rabbi Yochanan, Tibayi the Reish Lakish. No, really, you can't say kash on both of them. Tibayi the Rabbi Yochanan, Atka, look on Rabbi Yochanan, Hossam Ela Etzem. Only by Etzem he says he's going to count to it. Why? Demean of the Basir, because it's part of the Basir itself. Of a Melech, the Lav, meaning of the Rabbi Yochanan, there's no Sheiches to it, lo, then therefore, it's not going to be counted. You can't count it in. Tibayi the Reish Lakish is the question of Reish Lakish, because Atka, look on Reish Lakish, Hossam, that it's not, the bone's not considered part of the Shear. Ela, the E Parish, since it separates from the meat, therefore there's no requirement to bring it up on the Mizbeach of Al-Hacha. But over here, in the case of the salt, the parish mitzvah lasuke, where if it separates from the meat before it goes on the Mizbeach, there's a mitzvah to go and bring up the salt on the Mizbeach with it. Lo, then he would say that it does not count towards the. Maybe he would say that he wouldn't say this thing of, oh, it doesn't count. It actually does. Maybe there's no difference between the two. And just like Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish are arguing in reference to the meat with the bone, so too they're arguing over about the salt. As a Gemara Teku. Zok the next part of the Mishnah. Rav Yosef Glili Omer. What did he say? The Mishnah specifically said that someone's going to be chayv for bringing up a carbon outside only if the carbon was shechted inside the Beis HaMikdash. But if the carbon was shechted outside the Beis HaMikdash, one is not going to be chayv for bringing it up over there because the carbon was already invalidated from the fact that it was shechted outside for the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, now, the Mishnah said that the Chachamim argue the Yosei Gli, this logic, but doesn't show what Rav Yosef Gli said with the challenge. And I'll see if we can see. Heshiv Rebbe Tachas Rav Yosef Gli. Rebbe responded for Rav Yosef Gli. Ma l'shochet b'fneim ma l'bachutz. How can you compare between the case of one who shechts a carbon inside the Beis HaMikdash and then brings it up outside? So Heiselu Shasa Koshet. And it had a time that it was actually, carbon had a time when it was actually roi to the Mizbeach before it became possible of being taken outside. We're going to say that the same din is going to be in the case of someone who shechs the carbon outside and brings it up outside. Didn't have a shasa kosher at all. Heshev Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Tachas Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Ma l'shochei b'fnin. How can you make a comparison to this case of somebody who shechs a carbon inside the Beis HaMikdash and then offers it outside where the Mizbech accepts it even after it is already pasul? You're going to say the same is going to be true in the case of somebody who shechs it outside and brings it up outside, where they say that the Kodesh does not accept it, the Mizbech is not going to accept it. So it says Gemara, my benai, what's the difference between the machlokas between Rebbe and Rav Elazar Shimon? The case of shechting at night is going to be the difference between the two, right? A carbon can't be shechted at night, and it's going to be possible with dust. So according to Rebbe, someone who brings up outside a carbon shechted at night inside the Beis HaMikdash does not become chayev, according to Rebbe Glili, since the carbon became possible at the time of its shechita, and therefore never had a shasa kosher for the mizbech. According to Rebbe Reb Shimon, on the other hand, one would be chayev for offering up this carbon because if it's placed on the mizbech, it is not removed. Rabba Amar, Rabba says that Kabbalah b'kli chol ikabanao. The case of receiving the dam in a unconsecrated kli is going to be the difference between the two of them. Okay. Zok, the next part of the Ilga Mishnah, Tamei sha'achal bin kodesh. If, let's say, someone who's Tamei ate either kodesh food that's Tamei or hektish food that's tahor, he's going to be chayav achatas. Rav Yosef Glili said on the Mishnah, if someone who's Tamei ate kachim that's tahor, he's going to be chayav. But if he ate kachim that itself is Tamei, he's not going to be chayav because he has eaten only something that is Tamei. The Chachamim challenged Rav Yosef Glili that even when a Tamei person eats food that is tahor, he contaminates it as soon as he picks it up to eat it, and still he's going to be chayev. So Yoshi should be chayev for eating kachim that had become tamei from another source. Shabbi Kamali Rabbanu Rabbi Segliya, they had actually a good tain on them. Rav says, Rabbi Segliya, Kal hechidu nitma tumas haguf v'achikach nitma basar, wherever a person became tamei with tumas haguf, he himself became tamei, and he ate the meat becoming tummy only afterwards. The kuli alma lo pligi the chayv. Everyone Yosef Glili and the Chum are going to agree that he's going to be chayv for eating the meat, even though it's already tummy. Shekain tumas aguf pekaris, because the eating of the meat is of the kachim. While somebody is tummy with tumma of his body, he gets karis. Ki pligi. So what are they? Where are they arguing? Shenitma basar va'achikach nitma guf. In case where the meat became tummy first, and the person's body became tummy afterwards. The Rabbanan Savir Amin Amigo. Chachamim say, they over there would say, that we say Amigo. That is, right, since his tumma now causes an isser against eating kachim to take effect for him, in reference to foods that are still tahor, the isser also takes effect for him in reference to food that's already tummy. If you'll say, Glili, Savar, Lor, Min, Migo. If you'll say, no, we don't say that. Right? We say the general rule that an Isser doesn't take effect on something that's already Usser, right? Isser, Chal, Isser. So a tummy person who eats kachim foods that became tummy before he became tummy will not be Chav Techatas after eating food while he's tummy. Isser, Chal, Isser. If you'll say, Glili, therefore rejects the Chachamim's challenge. The Rav Yosiah Glili, but even according to Rav Glili, Nehi de Migo lo Arminin. Okay, that makes sense. We don't say Migo. We don't say that since the Isser against eating kachim, while personally tummy takes effect with reference to tahor foods, it also takes effect in reference to tummy foods. However, nonetheless, tisi tumas aguf de chamir v'tichal tumas basar. Let the Isser, in reference to the tumma of his body, which is more chamer, come and take effect on the Isser relating to the meat's tumma. And for the Gemara, Ravashi, mimai de tumas aguf chamura. Why did you say that the Isser about tumas aguf is more chamer? Dilma tumas basar chamura. Maybe the Isser in reference to the meat's tumma is actually more chamer. Shekein ein la tar b'mikvah. Because it doesn't have the ability of being purified in the mikvah, but a personal tumma does have the ability of being purified in the mikvah. And therefore, we can't say that the personal tumma is, isser should take effect on the meat one on the basis of it being more chomer. Okay, my friends, oh, the next halakha mishnah, chomer b'shchita mibaliyah. There's a greater chumrah of shchita outside than to offering it up outside. Ubaliyah b'shchita, and aliyah is greater chomer than the shchita itself. Chomer b'shchita sheshochet l'hedyot chayev. Right, that is someone who shechs for a hedyot is going to be chayev. If one shechs for kachim, right, outside of something like this, but for a regular yid to go ahead and to eat it from it, he's going to be chayev. Yeah, okay. And v'amayla lehedyot pater, but if someone just brings up for them, is not going to be chayev. Yeah. What does that mean in this context? What it means is he's worshipping him, that he's not going to be chayiv. He's not going to be chayiv achatas for being over this iser of bringing up an animal inside the Beis HaMikdash. He is going to be chayiv achatas of bringing it to a false god, because it was a sacrifice to a human being, qualifies as avodah zarah. Okay, now, chomer ba'aliyah, but what's the stringency of the of offering up that shnayim also b'chsakim shechta b'torim. If two people held a knife and shechted with it, they're not going to be chayev. Also be'aver ve'alu chayavim. But if two of them held up a limb of an animal and they offered it up together, then they're going to be chayev. And obviously, the Gemara is going to explain what the difference between the two is. Okay. Hele v'chazer v'hele chazer v'hele. And one offered up, and then again offered up, and again offered up. Right? He took a piece after piece of the same of one animal, and he became aware of this issue to do so between each one of them, but he forgot each one afterwards. Chayev will call aliyah. He's going to be chayev in each particular one of bringing up. Different Rabbi Shimon's like, and one is not chayev for offering up outside until he does it on top of the mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilu hela ala sela, ala evan chayev. Even if you offer it up on a rock or on a stone, he's going to be chayev. Frek the Gemara, Maishna Hamaila Lehedyot the Potter. Why is it? What's the difference about the fact that somebody goes and he offers up a karma for a commoner? Bread that he's not going to be chayiv. The chsiv la Hashem, because it says about a chiv for offering up to give it to Hashem. Right, only one who does it that, it's going to be chayiv. B'shchita nami yaksav Hashem. But also in reference to the shchita, also it says la Hashem. One who shechs for a hedyot should also be potter. No, for the Gemara, Shani Hassam. That's different. Damar Kra, ish, because the pasuk says a man was teaching us that there's a chiyuv even for shechting for another man. Gabi Halah, namik siv ish. Aye, but it says about offering up also ish. Someone offers to a for a hedyot should also be chayev. Mibayli l'shnayim shehelu be'ever chayavim. That pasuk is needed to teach that two people who offer up this limb together are going to be chayiv. So if you can't use it to teach a chiyuv for bringing up her head, ihachi, if so, says the Gemara, hachanami, then here also in the case of the shrita, mibayla the shnayim, sha'achsu besakim, mishachtu shechayavim. The pasuk, a man, is needed to teach that two people who held the knife and shechted together are going to be chayiv. It should therefore not be used to teach a chiyuv for shechting for hedyot. No, shani hasam the amar kra who. It's different because that pasuk says that man, which means echad v'lo shnayim. There's chiyuv only for one person who shechs, not for two people shech together. Ihachi, if that is really true, that when it says amahu, that man, it's implying that one is chayiv only if he does it alone. Gabi ha'Allah nami hak sevahu. In reference to the offering up, which is also written, that man, for someone should be chayiv only for offering alone. And for the Gemara, mi ba'ilei, now that pasuk is needed, beep, turn the page. Kof chasam beis. Lemute shogig anus umute. To exclude from a chayiv, somebody who offers up, one who is making a mistake, a shogig, or been honest, forced, or muta, somebody who was tricked. It can't be used to teach that one becomes chayiv for bringing up only if he acts alone. If that's really true, then here also the case of shchitim by the mute anasho gemuta. So it can't be used to teach that one is going to be chayiv for acting alone. Treyahu ksiv. Says the Gemara, there's two hahus. That man is written twice in reference to the shchita outside. One is teaching that one is chayiv only for acting alone, and the other one is excluding a chiyah for anyone who acts under the three that we mentioned before. Ve'ela la'ashem lamali. Why do I need this la'ashem? This pasuk to Hashem that's written in reference to the shechita. La'otzi sa'im ashtalech, to exclude chiyah for the shechita of the goat that sent la'azelzel. Okay, thanks for bringing Mishnah. Chomer ba'Allah. We know Allah is more chomer. If you have two people, right, they go and they held a sacrificial lamb and offered it up together, they're going to be chayef. Tanu Rabbanan. All right, okay. Yes, so we have over here this Mishnah again. We said the Chomer Bahalam. Right, that is Tanu Rabbanan. Ish Ish Ma Tamid Lomar. It's coming to teach you the Abba Shnaim. Shach Tzub Eivir Helu Chayavim. Shayach Yud Aftar Velo Dinu. Is it a couple of Chomer? Say the opposite. Ma Shach Yud Aftar Velo Chayavim. If you have a case of somebody who shachs outside for one who shachs, when one who shachs for a hedyot is going to be chayiv, shnayim shachsu b'sakim shachtu b'turin, yet still two of them held in, they did it, it's going to be pater. Hamalu l'hedyot shapater, someone's done it for hedyot, it's going to be pater, and it's interesting, shachsu b'turin, tam lomer ish ish, therefore it says ish ish, which sees that if two people offer up limb together, they're going to be chayiv. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi Omer, hahu, no, the word that man teaches, echad velo shnayim. M. Cain, if that is truly the case, Matamadlomer Ish Ish, why does he use a Lashon Ish Ish? The Retorah Lashon of the Adam is just the way that people speak, so it doesn't have. Rabbi Shimon, Hayahumi Baile Lemeute Shogig on the Smuta. What is he needed for? That is needed to exclude from Chiev the one who's mistaken, one who was forced, and one who made a mistake, who was misled. Rabbi Yossi may. Hu hahu. Yosef learns that from hu hahu, the extra hey in the letter, in the word hahu. For Rabbi Shimon, hu hahu lo darsh, isn't darshan that. For Rabbi Yosef, midahai ish ish dibra Torah v'loshem in the Adam, hahu ish ish nami dibra Torah v'loshem in the Adam, ve'ela hashochet lahedyot minalei dechayev. But if so, from where do we know that somebody who shechs for a commoner is going to be chayev? Nafkalemi dam yichoshev leishahu dam shafach afilo shochet leish. Even somebody shechts for a person. Okay, we have the next part of the Mishnah, which says hella v'chazu hella. If one offered up and then again offered up, he's going to be chayev achatas for each type of them. When he had, you know, it's like a new case every time. As Rabbi Shimon Yosef says, no, only one chatas. Amar Yesh Lakish, Machlokas B'dala V'Heyavarim. The Machlokas is a case where he brings up four or five different limbs from one animal. Damar Salvar, Kik Siv La So So So. When it says to render it, Ala Shalim Hu Chayav Ve'en Chayav Ala Chaser. It's telling us that one is going to be Chayav for offering a complete thing, but not someone who's, but it's not going to be Chayav for an incomplete thing. Akol Behema Ksiv. It's written about the entire animal. Myra Sava, the other one says, Akol Iver Averix, if it's on every limb. Akol Iver, Aval Iver Echa, Diver Akol Iver Chayav Elachas. But if it's only, everyone's going to be masking that. If it's only one, it's going to be Chayav, Ha, Diver Akol. Again, if it's one Aver, everyone's masking is going to be Chayav to only one Chatas. Rabbi Yochanan, says, Machlokas be'iver echad. Machlokas is when it's one aver. Damar Sava once says, Mukhtari p'nim shechasu, carbonos that are fit to be burnt within, that become incomplete, v'hele v'chutz chayev, and then one bring them outside, it's going to be chayev. Damar Sava pater, the other one says, Rosh says, it's going to be pater. Avadal b'dal v'hev arm, when it's four or five of arm, there we go chayev v'chalev v'viver, I was going to say chayev in each one. Another opinion, number three, Upliga de Ula, and this really argues with Ula, Damar Ula, Hakol Moldam Evo, and agrees, Shemar Yossi, Bemukter Pinim Shechasu, Behelu, Bechutz Shechayev, in the case of carbonus that fit to be burned within, that became incomplete and were then brought up outside, there was going to be Chayev for bringing them up. Lo Nechu Ela Bemukteri Chutz Shechasu, Behelu, Bechutz. They're only arguing in the case of carbonus that are meant to be burnt outside, that became incomplete and were offered up outside. Mm-hmm. The Ma'aseh V'Pater, one of them say, Pater, that would be Rav Yossi. He says you're going to be putter. And Umar says, V'chayev. The other one says, Hashem says you're going to be chayev. Another version, Yigid Amri, Amar Ula, Hakol Modem with Maskim, the Mukhtar, Chut Shechash, V'Helu, V'Chash, Shehu, Pater. If Karbonis are meant to be burnt outside, that became incomplete and were offered up outside, one is not going to be chayev for bringing them up. L'Lechu, Elu, V'Mukhtar, Y'Pnim, Shechash, V'Helu, V'Chut. So only arguing the case with the Karbonis, fit to be burned within that became incomplete and then were offered up outside. The Marsava Pater, the Rav Yossi says you're going to be potter for bringing them up. The Marsava Chayev, Hashem says you're going to be chayev for doing such a thing. And that statement of Avodah Shmuel argues with the first statement, the first version of Ula, the Amar of Ula Mishmuel, Kaman Mehadarina and Pokin Lagabi Mazeh, according to who do we return Karbonis pieces that shot off the Mizbeach, but you know, they explode off, they fly off from the heat, and you put it back, Kaman, the low Karbiosi, it's not going to Karbiosi. So according to the first version of Ula, though, even Rav Yossi is going to hold that the pieces that fly off the Mizbeach are returned to the Mizbeach. So the statement of Shmuel, the father of Ula Shmuel, is clearly at odds with the first statement of Ula. Okay, the next part of the Mishnah. Ve'enu chayev atchiali, you're not going to be chayev for offering up outside until he offers the carbon on top of the Mizbech. If Shem says, even if you offer on a rock or on a stone, he's going to be chayev. And now here we go. Amar Rav Huna. My time of Rav Yossi, what's the reason Rav Yossi? The chsev, v'yivin noach mizbeach l'Hashem. Pazik says that Noach built a mizbeach for Hashem. Right? Okay. And Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, my time of Rav Shimon. What's the reason Rav Shimon? That he says, you're chayev even if you bring it up on just a stone. The chsev, v'yikach manoach, as k'diya izim v'esam mincha, v'yal l'tzor l'Hashem. The pasuk says, Manoach took the gedi, the baby goat, and the mincha carbon, and he offered them up on the rock to Hashem. The other one says, Vaksiva, even Mizbeach Hashem, which clearly seems to be saying it needs to be a Mizbeach. You need to have a Mizbeach. Ahu Gova Ba'alma. Now, that Mizbeach that Noach was built was only, you know, it's just a certain height that was easier to go ahead and do the carbon, but not that it means it has to be actually a mizbeach. Ahu gova be'alma. I vidach nami oksev ikach manoach, right, as oksev manoach, which clearly is on a rock, it doesn't need a mizbeach. It says, no, rosh shah, he said. That was just a special ruling for that particular situation that was brought by a malach to do it. But generally, you need to have a mizbeach. Now, Vibai Sam, another it says, Hanu Tamid Rabbi Shimon. This is the Rabbi Shimon. Daniel Linton, Abraisa, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mizbeach Pesach Ohel Moed. That the Pasuk speaks to a Mizbeach at the entrance of the Ohel Moed. We're saying that only a carbon at the, in this area, in the Azara, the Heichal, needs Mizbeach, Ve'e Mizbeach Babama. But there's no need from his back in the case of Abana, when it's mutter to do it. Therefore, if you do it on those things, you're going to be chayev. Yatsa mi boile. Really? You're going to be chayev? He fulfilled his chiev. It's what the Brisa should say. Hachigamar. Lefikach. Bishas iser habamos hela asela ala evan chayev. You're going to be chayev if you did it during those times. Bar Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina. Karen vikevesh visov vibua. Mao she akvu bebama. The horns, a ramp, the basin, the square shape, are they things that are necessary for a bama, right? Because these type of things would mess it up if it's in the mizbeach. Does it also mess up if it's lacking the bama? If a mizbeach was lacking, would it be a problem? So Amar Le Rab Yirmiyah, Tanya, we learned in a braisa. In the heilige, heilige braisa, Karen Vikavish Rebuav Yesod, Me'akvim Babama Gedola, Ve'makvim Babama Gitana. So straight up, Babama Gedola, yes, give me a problem, Babama Gitana, it's not going to be a problem. With that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.